Good morning. Are you awake yet on this Monday? Well, I hope so. We've got a great show for you. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio on this beautiful Monday morning, June the 12th. We have got some great guests on the program. Before I tell you who the guests are, let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Father, you're always there for us. You always love us. Please continue to stay with us today and strengthen us as we face our daily duties and responsibilities. Father, thank you not only for this new day, but thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Catholic Church. Thank you for the grace that you give us through the sacraments provided by the Church. Father, we ask that you speak through us today on the program. We know that you have a message for all of us today. Please speak through us and open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks again for tuning into the program. Coming up on the program today, our friend Jeanette Benkovic will be joining us to talk about her upcoming retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. Also in the second half of the show, Danielle Bean, a regular guest on the show, speaker and author, will continue the discussion on her book, You're Worth It. Change the way you feel about yourself by discovering how Jesus feels about you. With me in the studio on this beautiful Monday morning, the one, the only, the dynamic one, dynamic
Good morning,
Dave
Gary.
Parker.
Good morning. Thank you. What a rousing welcome.
Brother Parker, what a good day
Brother
we
Zimak.
Had yesterday
oh,
at the Malvern Retreat House.
Awesome day. Folks, if you weren't able to get out there, you missed something very special.
Yeah.
At Malvern, at the Retreat House. It was Family Day, right?
Yeah, the Family Festival. Some great music, some good food, some entertainment, mass. We had we were broadcasting live on Holy Spirit Radio yesterday. We had great conversations with our friends Marty Rotella and the Donut Man. I mean, Mark Paletno, the president of the Malvern Retreat House, was there. Ann McGlone, the director of marketing. And anybody and everybody, including Bishop Delaman, was there, who celebrated Mass.
He was able to get on towards the end of the show, and he had a busy schedule.
Oh, yeah.
He was celebrating
That was very
Mass.
Nice of him
very
to spend
nice
the time
of him. Thank
with
you,
us.
Bishop. Thank you very much.
And Dave Parker, good job to you.
Well, thank you, Gary, and good job to you. I mean, it was so nice out there. That was my first time out there, and it's definitely not going to be my last. Driving up this morning, I was in the afterglow of the Malvern effect.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
I mean, it was just so peaceful, and they're all about getting closer to the Lord and you know, contemplation but action too. I mean, they want to bring everybody closer to Jesus. And I mean, just in that setting, how could one not be?
And the setting makes it so easy to really encounter the Lord there. It's just beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. And you didn't even see.
I saw a very minuscule amount. I mean, we were in front of the Life Center, and that's where they set us up with a nice cover to keep the beating sun rays on, you know. But it was awesome. And that's why I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and just walk the grounds, you know, pray, and just come to know Malvern much better. So that the Lord put that in my path.
Yep. And we'll need to get you back there. I have a recommendation, the Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat, which I'll be leading in August, is going to be taking place at the Malvern
Retreat House. Well, that's a great idea, Gary.
So, you know, we'll talk more about that. And coming up on the show, as I mentioned at the beginning, Jeanette Benkovic is coming to town. You hear her every day at or hear her today at 11 a.m. on Holy Spirit Radio. She's going to be talking about the retreat that she will be leading at the Malvern Retreat House. Unfortunately, Dave Parker, it is a Women of Grace retreat.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
So you can't go to that one. But
I can't go to the soundboard or anything.
I am sorry. But, you know, in addition to everybody at Malvern doing such a good job and really welcoming us with open arms, I want to give a shout-out to our own Director of Operations, Frank Eliason.
Absolutely.
Who, behind the scenes, worked miracles yesterday to keep us on the air.
Yes, he did. Now, there were some glitches, minor glitches, but yet, they were disruptive or could have been much more disruptive had it not been for Mr. Frank. Frank Elias.
Frank makes it look easy sometimes, but yes, it is, you know, for us it's easy. We just keep talking, and but for Frank, he's running around behind the scenes. He's changing things dynamically as
we go. Unplugging, replugging.
Unbelievable.
You know? Yes.
Unbelievable. So, Frank, if you're listening, Frank's not in the studio today. Thank you for all of your help with that. By the way, next Monday, Dave, the 19th of June, right?
19th. Mm-hmm. Yes, 1 week
we
from today.
We will be at the Tradition Conference in downtown Philadelphia, celebrating 25 years of the Catechism of the Catholic
Beautiful.
Church.
I can't wait for that either. I mean, the hits keep on coming, folks, you know.
That's going to be really, really good. Guest speakers will be Scott Hahn, Jeff Cavins, Archbishop Chaput will be celebrating Mass. Mm-hmm. Mother Assumpta Long will be speaking. Mm-hmm. A lot of good speakers will be there.
Exactly.
At the Tradition Concert.
Absolutely.
Conference, concert, whatever.
Yeah, so everyone, yes, mark your calendars and basically get ready for that, you know.
Yes, and we will be there live. The gang from Spirit in the Morning will be there live. All right, Dave, I want to talk about today's gospel. Mm-hmm. We are in ordinary time right now, and today we shift gears. Last week we were reading from Mark's gospel. This week we shift to Matthew, and we are starting with a very familiar passage, the gospel today, the part of the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to be looking at the Beatitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow on the show, our friend Dr. Greg Popchak will continue his series on how to look at the Beatitudes for fathers, for people like you and me. He calls it the Beatitudes. These are just such important pieces of advice from Jesus. So let's take a look at this gospel today from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Dave, we've all heard the Beatitudes many times. I think one of the challenges when we hear this message is to say, all right, I've heard all this before, and to not really appreciate what Jesus is saying here.
Exactly.
If you look at these statements, and this is a direct series of direct quotes from Jesus himself, this is the way, this is representative of the way he lived his life, all of these qualities. And essentially, he's telling us, this is the way I want you to live your life, and I'll help you. I mean, he gives us the grace. But the Beatitudes, living your life in this way, there's two things that come to mind. Number one, living this way is the secret to being able to experience peace in life, peace, happiness, joy, whatever you want to call it. And also, it points to the fact that this time on earth, our time on earth, is not the entire picture of our lives. We were created to live eternally.
Exactly.
And Jesus reminds us in the Beatitudes, you're going to have persecution. You will have people who will oppose you. You will have difficulties. You'll have problems. But your reward awaits you in heaven. Dave, delaying that gratification is not an easy thing sometimes.
Oh, exactly. And it's so easy to get knocked off track of living the Beatitudes.
Yeah.
I mean, just living one or two of them. You know, I mean, that should be our goal every day, you know, to do our best to follow the Beatitudes. And sometimes we don't. And we get so caught up in the world. So you're very right. We just have to. That's why I didn't have the radio on this morning.
Yeah,
in
talk
the car.
A little bit about that.
I just.
Before
it was
the show,
so beautiful.
You were telling me that.
Yeah, it was so beautiful coming up here today. I rolled the windows down, turned off the radio. and was just like taking nature in. And again, that to me, I was thinking, well, this is like the Malvern after effect. And I want to be more. I want to be more contemplative. And I was praying the rosary as I usually do, but then sometimes I just switch on the radio right into the world.
And once you switch on the radio, it's sometimes you just get caught up in it.
Exactly.
One story leads to another, and all of a sudden you're listening to the news or music or whatever.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping me from doing that this morning.
But that's a great time, and I have a pretty substantial commute on the way to the station. I try to do that every day. I'll listen to the traffic just to make sure I don't encounter any problems, but I turn the radio off. I pray my rosary. I talk to the Lord. Me and the Lord had a long conversation today, and I recommend that you do that. Mm-hmm. You spend a little time. Don't turn the radio off until Spirit of the Morning is finished, right?
Right.
Because we got a great show for you today.
Exactly.
But honestly,
we want to help you get there. That's why.
Holy Spirit Radio does a great job bringing you closer to the Lord. But there are going to be times you need to spend that time with the Lord.
Yes.
I believe, and this is the way I've always felt about Catholic radio, it leads us, gives us plenty of ideas, gives us inspiration, and gives us a way to draw closer to Jesus, but then at some point you've got to go talk to him.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's the same thing with a good spiritual book. At times you have to close the book and then have that conversation with Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the old adage, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I mean, there's so much that Catholic radio does, and we can do for you, bringing you to the Lord, you know, through our program and through all the other programs.
Right.
But, hey, you have to make that commitment. Like, turn everything off and say, okay, Lord, you're here, I'm here. How are you? You know?
Yeah, right.
And
Marty Rotella was saying yesterday, he calls him Big Guy.
Hey, Big Guy.
But that's Marty talks to Jesus all the time. He has that close personal friendship with Christ. And that should be all of our goal.
And we could, too.
Right.
We can.
Right.
It's so easy.
Right.
You know?
You just ask him. I think, Marty, we were talking about this yesterday. Just ask him to show up in your life. He's there. Tell him, Lord, make yourself present. Let me know, Lord. I want to get to know you.
Exactly.
It's not really that hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult, though, because we're not used to having a friendship with someone that we can't see before our eyes.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I can't hear his words audibly. So it's challenging.
Exactly. That's what I bring it down to the senses. Our senses get in our way. We need to put those in abeyance sometimes and just trust.
Yep, that's it. So that's what we're here to help you do on Spirit in the Morning. And we thank you for making us a part of your morning. Stick around when we come back. Jeanette Benkovic will be here to talk about her upcoming retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 12th. Today we celebrate Blessed Jolenta of Poland. Jolenta, also known as Yolanda, was the daughter of a Hungarian king. Her sister, who went on to become Saint Kunigunda, was married to the Duke of Poland. As a young girl, Jolenta was sent to Poland, where her sister was to supervise her education. Jolenta eventually married the Duke of Greater Poland. She used her material means to assist the poor, the sick, widows, and orphans. Meanwhile, she had a loyal worker at her side. Her husband joined her in building hospitals, convents, and churches so wholeheartedly that he was nicknamed the Pious. Upon the death of her husband and the marriage of two of her daughters, Jolenta and her third daughter entered the convent of the Poor Clares. War forced them to move to another convent, where, despite her reluctance, Jolenta was made abbess. She served her Franciscan sisters so effectively by word and example that her fame and good works continued to spread beyond the walls of the cloister. She was especially devoted to the Passion of Christ. Shortly before her death in 1298, Jolenta reported that Jesus appeared to her, telling her of her coming death. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
To hide from the light, we made friends with the night. We were headed the wrong way on a one-way track, going nowhere fast. We got used to the dark. We thought this is who we are, and we figured that we were just too far gone. But we were wrong, 'cause love came running like a river, and we got washed in the water.
And that was then, this is now. That was Josh Wilson. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit of the Morning. We are trying at this moment to reach our guest, Johnette Bankovic, to talk about her upcoming retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. We're having some technical issues. We're going to continue to try to reach out to Johnette. In the meantime, the time is 7:18. I'm going to take a quick look at the weather forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. 71 degrees right now at the Philadelphia International Airport today. It's going to be sunny with a high near 94 degrees. It's going to be a really warm day today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 75 degrees. And then Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95 degrees. So it's going to be very warm. I mean, we have had a relatively cool spring, and now we're getting into what is typical, I think, what is typical for this time of year. It's going to be warm, but I'm the type of guy, I enjoy this kind of weather. I think it's really great. I enjoy the warm temperatures that we have in the summer. And Dave and I were talking about the fact that earlier today we were driving up to the station. When we get here, and our station is located in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, right down the street from the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. It was such a beautiful day. The sun was shining. It was just a joy to be here. Got out of the car, and I said, and because it's so quiet around here, there's nobody around me except some horses and farms, I said, thank you, Lord, for this great day. It was just so conducive to prayer. And I think this is one of the things Dave was trying to bring up when he talked about the Malvern Retreat House when we were out there yesterday. When you are out in a setting such as Malvern or around our studios here at Holy Spirit Radio, it just makes it easy to pray. It makes it easy to pray because you feel the Lord. You feel His presence in nature. You feel Him in the looking at the green grass around you. So that's one of the great blessings of being able to get outside. If you're able to do that, take a walk outside today and maybe say some prayers while you're walking. Again, you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Dave Parker is trying feverishly.
Yes, I am.
To reach Jeanette Benkovic. We were not able to get through this morning.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to be on the, and Dave will continue trying in a few minutes.
Yes, I will.
We were going to talk about her upcoming retreat, and let me just talk about it for a few minutes at the Malvern Retreat House. It's going to kick off on Friday, July the 8th, and it's going to run through Sunday, July the 9th, beginning at 5 p.m. on that Friday evening. And the theme this year is Our Lady of Fatima and the Triumph, how the battle will be won. If you are a fan of Jeanette, and of course you can hear her every Monday, she will be on the air later today on Holy Spirit Radio at 11 a.m. If you're a fan of her, and I'm sure many of you are fans of the great work that she does, you'll realize that she's a very optimistic person, very much filled with the Holy Spirit. The title of this retreat, Our Lady of Fatima and the Triumph, How the Battle Will Be Won, is a reminder that we're going to win this victory. Yes, we are in a battle. We're in a battle day to day. There is no doubt we face a lot of challenges. The devil is real, and he certainly challenges us on a daily basis. No question about that. But ultimately, we can be victorious if we stay through with the Lord, if we turn to the intercession of His Blessed Mother Mary. You're going to realize that the battle can be won. Along with Jeanette on this retreat, Our Lady of Fatima and the Triumph, How the Battle Will Be Won, she will be joined by Father Wade Menezes. If you're a fan of EWTN-TV, you know Father Wade. You know the great job he does. Well, he's going to be coming to town, too, to talk about, to further expand on this subject at the retreat. That will be taking place on Friday, July the 7th at the Malvern Retreat House. If you stay tuned to Holy Spirit Radio, you will be able to hear more information about the retreat. We are running segments telling you the details about this retreat. Please keep it in mind. Please keep it in mind if you are a woman, if you want to learn more about this battle and how it can be won. Jeanette Benkovic coming to the Malvern Retreat House Friday, July the 7th. Through Sunday, July the 9th. For more information about that, check out malvernretreat.com. Well, I'm Gary Zimak, Spirit of the Morning. Thank you for tuning into the program. As is the case sometimes, we're having some difficulty connecting with our guest. Jeanette Benkovic was due to join us today. We're unable to reach her on the phone. We will keep trying. And in the event we can't get it done today, and that happens sometimes. Guests have issues that pop up. We have telephone issues. We have technical problems. In the event that we can't get it done today, we will certainly have her back on in the near future because I wanted her to come on the air to talk about this upcoming retreat and to let you know the message that she has for you. And we will definitely try to make that happen as soon as possible. Coming up later in the show today, Danielle Bean will join us to talk about her book, You're Worth It, Change the Way You Feel About Yourself by Discovering How Jesus Feels About You. And today, what we're going to talk about with Danielle is the story, and this is a very familiar story from Luke's Gospel, about how Jesus went to a city called Nain, and he discovered a woman who lost her son. She was a widow. and she lost her only son. Jesus had compassion on her. Jesus felt her pain, and it's a reminder for all of us. It's a reminder for all of us that the Lord cares. He cares about our problems. He cares about the issues that we face, and He cares about our lives. That's the thing that we sometimes forget, that if we're struggling with any kind of problem in our lives, Jesus is aware of it. He's aware of the problem. So I would invite you to turn to Him today and bring your problems to Him, whatever they may be. Bring your problems to Him. Ask for His help. Ask for Him to assist you. Ask for the grace that you need to deal with whatever you're facing. And certainly, if it's some sort of suffering, you can ask Him to take it away. There's nothing wrong about that. Sometimes we get a little hung up on, I don't want to ask the Lord to take away my suffering. No, go ahead and do it. When Jesus prayed to His Father in the garden on the night before He died, that's exactly what He did. Now, sometimes the Lord won't take away the suffering, at least right away. That's where the trust comes in. That's where you need to learn to trust Him. That's where you need to ask for the grace to continue to bear whatever cross that you've been asked to carry. It's challenging sometimes, but it becomes more challenging if, number one, you try to do it on your own, or number two, if you try to reject that cross. I think a lot of times we bring on a great deal of frustration and suffering. We bring it on ourselves when we try to reject the cross, the various crosses that we've been given in life. Of course, it's never easy. It's never easy to deal with these various crosses that we have, that we encounter, but it becomes even more difficult. It becomes even more difficult when we try to do it by ourselves or when we don't ask for the Lord's help. So please, if you're struggling with anything today, ask the Lord. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to give you the grace that you need to persevere, even in the midst of whatever problems you may be facing. Well, I'm Gary Zimak here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, along with Mr. Dave Parker. Dave, we had no luck reaching Jeanette Bankovic.
Correct.
We're going to reach out again, and we will get her back on the show to talk more about this upcoming retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. But if you want to get more information about this Women of Grace retreat, I was talking to Mark Poletino and Anne McGlone of Malvern yesterday. They said the tickets are selling very well, so the space is getting filled up. If you want to make sure you can get a reservation for this retreat coming up on July the 7th at Malvern, make sure you do so today. How do you do that? You go to malvernretreat.com. You'll see right there on the homepage an entry for the upcoming Women of Grace retreat, Our Lady of Fatima and the Triumph, How the Battle Will Be Won. You're going to see that. Mm-hmm. Click on that link, and that'll allow you to find out more information, find out some of the details about this retreat led by Jeanette Bankovic, and also enable you to register. You can do that right online. The place to go is malvernretreat.com, or you can call 610-644-0400. That number at Malvern again is 610-644-0400. Well, we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by speaker and author Danielle Bean, who will discuss her book, You're Worth It, Change the Way You Feel About Yourself. Grab a cup of coffee, make yourself comfortable, stay tuned, because we still have a lot more of Spirit in the Morning to go. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is your news for Monday, June 12th. Jeff Sessions is set to testify on Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He is expected to answer questions regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. In other news out of Washington, D.C., the Attorney Generals for the District of Columbia and Maryland, both Democrats, are reportedly planning to sue President Trump alleging a breach of his constitutional oath, specifically related to foreign money received from Trump businesses. With the end of the school year, President Donald Trump's wife, Melania, and their 11-year-old son officially moved into the White House on Sunday, reuniting the family after nearly 5 months apart. Dear Evan Hansen won 6 Tony Awards, including Best New Musical. Oslo was named the Best New Play. And Bette Midler won Best Leading Actress in her revival, Hello, Dolly. Delaware Valley News. Actor and comedian Bill Cosby trial continues this week, with no word of whether the comedian will testify. An apartment fire in East Norriton, Montgomery County, has displaced 100 people, according to the Red Cross. The blaze started at 1:30 p.m. in the 2600 block of DeKalb Pike. The fire reached 2 alarms before being brought under control. In sports, the Pittsburgh Penguins won their 2nd straight Stanley Cup playoff, beating the Nashville Predators 2-0. With your Holy Spirit Radio News update, I'm Frank Eliason.
Catholic Charities Night with the Philadelphia Phillies takes place on Wednesday, June 14th at 7:05 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park. Plan a night out with family and friends and enjoy an evening benefiting the Catholic Charities appeal. Tickets go from $20 to $38, and to purchase those tickets, visit phillies.com/Catholic Charities Night. For more information, please call 215-587-5650. Again, that's Wednesday, June 14th at 7:05 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When he moved to Los Angeles, Bishop Robert Barron downloaded the Waze GPS app to his phone because it provides driving directions and can maneuver you around traffic jams. He thought it was wonderful until the day it prompted him to get off the main highway and take all kinds of slow local roads to get to his destination. Angry that he'd followed the app's instructions, he complained about it when he arrived at his meeting. A colleague then told him that there had been a tanker spill on the highway that morning, so the app actually saved him several hours of sitting in traffic. Bishop Barron saw a lesson in his experience, noting that we often feel lost or disoriented spiritually speaking, but God calls us to follow his plans and trust that he knows what he's doing. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Chaos calls, but all you really need. just breathe.
And that was Breathe by Johnny Diaz. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit of the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program. Danielle Bean is publisher and editor-in-chief of Catholic Digest. She's the creator and host of The Gist, a weekly Catholic women's television talk show. She's the author of several books, a regular guest on Catholic radio, and a popular speaker on various topics relating to marriage, motherhood, and family life. She is a regular guest on Spirit of the Morning, and she joins us once again to talk about her latest book, You're Worth It. Change the way you feel about yourself by discovering how Jesus feels about you. Danielle Bean, good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Good morning. How are you, Gary?
Always doing good. When I get to talk about this great book, Danielle, fantastic book here.
I love talking to you about it. It's so exciting
because you present various stories of encounters with Jesus and various women in the Bible, and the stories are so powerful, especially when we apply them to our own lives. Now, today we're going to talk about, I think, a very familiar story where the Lord encountered a woman who had just witnessed the death of her only son. She happens to be a widow, so she is totally alone in life. She encounters Jesus. Jesus sees her. The woman didn't even have to seek him out. He sought her out. And he went to her and said, do not weep. Danielle, that's such an important message for those of us who sometimes think the Lord doesn't care about my problems.
Right. And that's I love that you pointed out that she didn't seek him out.
Yeah.
She may not have even known who he was, didn't know he was there. She was lost in her own grief.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do we find ourselves there, not even looking for God in our moments of trial, in our moments of grief, those mm-hmm. times when we really should be seeking him out, and
yeah.
yet he seeks us out. He sought her out. You know, the gospel tells us he took compassion on her. He had pity on her in her sorrow. And then I love the beautiful simplicity of his words to her, because I think it's a message to all of us who are grieving, and maybe not grieving such dramatic losses, but we're all grieving and we're all weeping in some way in our lives,
mm-hmm.
where he tells her, do not weep, and he takes pity on her and then does a miracle,
yeah.
brings her son back to
life
in order to heal her pain.
Yeah, and he does, and as you point out, I left that important part of the story out, he raised the son. I mean, he gave her back her son. She was all alone. She probably was overwhelmed with, you know, how am I going to survive? I'm all by myself. And the Lord had compassion on her. And again, that's why I like the book so much. That's why I highly recommend it, because not only do you tell these stories, but you relate them to various stories in your own life, and then you let the readers, you give the readers hope. And I think that's such an important thing to do.
Yeah, and I think that's ultimately the message that we find inside of these gospel stories, is that message of hope, that message of love and compassion that our Lord has for each of us individually.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a personal relationship with us, as he was establishing with these people in these stories that we read about. I always encourage people, and I do the same, to put yourself inside of these gospel stories, because
mm-hmm.
they're true stories, they're real stories about real people, but I think we're intended to be a part of that story, that God was speaking to us in Jesus' words to the people that he touched, that he healed, that he spoke to, and that he taught while he was here on earth.
You mention in the book, even if you don't know Jesus, you could be assured that he knows you. I think somebody who's listening needs to hear that today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that that's an important message, that our Lord is such a patient, gentle, loving God,
right,
that
right.
Even those who outright reject him,
mm-hmm.
he waits patiently and still longs for and desires that relationship with them, still longs to heal them of their pain and, you know, comfort them in their sorrow and in their grief, be present with them. He's there with them whether they know it or not.
And that in and of itself, I think, is very comforting. Earlier in the program, I read the gospel today, and the gospel from Daily Mass today is the Beatitudes. And in there, I think that one of the things that really hit me about the Beatitudes is the message that Jesus didn't try to say, we're not going to have suffering in this life. You know, he was talking mm-hmm. about, he sums it up by saying, if you're persecuted, rejoice because your reward in heaven will be great. Daniel, what's the secret for dealing with the problems? We certainly all have problems. Some of our listeners may be going through something very, very difficult. What's the secret for persevering and keeping our eyes focused on heaven and on the fact that Jesus cares about us? How do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a tough thing, right? And I think it's important to recognize that it's hard, because sometimes I think there's that temptation to pretend it's all easy in, you know, Christian living, that we can put a happy face on everything. We feel like maybe we're the poster children for Christianity if you're struggling to live a faithful life. And yet there's nothing harder in the world than to live a faithful Christian life. It's such a challenge that our Lord says, follow me and take up your cross, not because it's going to be a good time, you know?
Yeah,
and that doesn't mean you're not going to find... Yeah, and you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to find joy and satisfaction in your life, but it does mean some parts of it aren't going to feel good in the moment. And, I think our Lord's words in those Beatitudes are very comforting to those people who are suffering, that there's not something wrong with you because it's hard. There's not something wrong with you because this feels challenging. It is challenging. It's the most challenging thing you'll ever take on. So being faithful throughout that process is a very difficult thing. So first and foremost, it's important to admit that it's hard, to surround yourself with people who can support you in your faith life and in your trials inside of that faith life. And then just, you know, everything needs to be focused on your relationship with your Creator. I find in my own life that when things are off kilter, it's because I've lost my focus. I've lost, you know, placing Jesus at the center of everything that I do. And those are the times when my life goes off the rails. And, you know, you can face terrible trials. You can go through things that are you know, require great suffering and great sacrifice on your part. But if your focus is on Jesus, if your life is centered on Him, the rest of it falls into place. Your priorities and your perspective are the way that they need to be.
And you brought up a very good point that I want to talk a little bit more about, the fact that we can experience joy in this life even in the midst of suffering. I mean, it's easy to... Certainly, we have to focus on eternity, realizing that we were created to live with the Lord forever, and God willing, we make it to heaven, we're going to live in joy for all eternity. But that doesn't mean that this life is all drudgery and pain, does it?
No, and I think that it's important to recognize that. Some of the most peaceful, satisfied, joyful people I know have suffered and continue to suffer great trials in their lives.
Right.
And I think that there's an important lesson in people who are able to live their life that way. It's that inside of that communion with our Creator that we're all built for is that lasting peace and joy and fulfillment, the satisfaction, that thing we're all longing for, that's it. So if you have that, the rest does fall into place. Even if there are times of disappointment and pain and suffering inside of life, like you said, there's no perfection on this side of heaven. And yet, you know, they call it a valley of tears because it is a valley of tears. But at the same time, you can have that peace and you can have that joy and that feeling of fulfillment that we're all longing for inside of your relationship with your Creator, which is the thing that we're all built for.
And even though He has a relationship with us, that doesn't necessarily mean we are automatically friends with Him or we know Him, right? We have to do something on our part to respond to His offer of friendship, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, Jesus, He loves each of us and longs for a personal relationship with each of us and loves us individually, but He's not a pushy jerk.
Well put.
He gave us free will.
Can I quote you on that, Danielle? Jesus is not a pushy jerk. I like that. Sounds like something I would say.
And, you know, he's a gentleman, and he's waiting patiently for us to respond because He wants a real relationship with us. The same things we want inside of our human relationships with those we love. We want reciprocation. We want them to want to know us and love us and get to know us. The same things, because He's fully God, but He's also fully human. He longs for that human connection with each of us.
And far from being a cliche, this idea of a personal relationship with Jesus, that is a legitimate thing that's possible for each of us. I think oftentimes we hear that phrase and we say, yeah. But it's really, He really wants that relationship. And it is possible to be friends with the Lord.
It is, and you're right. It does. It ends up sounding corny, you know. Or it's the sort of message that maybe you've heard many times, and you know it in your head. But what I've tried to do in the book, and what I try to do when I talk to women at the You're Worth It retreats, is I try to get them to take that message of Jesus' love for them and move it from their heads all the way to their hearts, so that they fully accept that message and truly know it and accept God's love, feel worthy of God's love. Stop placing obstacles in between yourself and God. Mm-hmm. The, you know, the kinds of things that we do, that, you know, putting distractions, putting actions in place of God inside of our lives. But I try to encourage women to move that message of God's unique, intimate, personal love for them from their heads to their heart.
Danielle, we have about 30 seconds left. If the women in our listening audience might want to pick up a copy of You're Worth It or possibly attend one of your retreats, where is the best place to go online?
They can go to daniellebean.com. You can get all the information you want about the retreat, or click the books tab and get your copy of You're Worth It.
Perfect. I'm going to have that linked at Spirit in the Morning. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me, Gary. It's always a pleasure.
All right. God bless you. Danielle Bean, the book is You're Worth It. Change the way you feel about yourself by discovering how Jesus feels about you. Boy, what a great thought.
Beautiful thought.
Dave, the book is primarily geared toward women, but I got so much out of the book. Just it's filled with reminders that Jesus cares about me personally.
Exactly.
He cares about the little things that I struggle with each day.
So we have to remember to get out of the way.
Get out of the way. And when we come back, it's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Cerpa. In John 16:5, Jesus told his disciples that he was returning to the one who sent him. Having said this, he knew the grief they felt. He then assured them that this was good for them, since the Advocate would only come at his departure. Jesus recognized the pain his words brought to those who were closest to him. It was not his intention to hurt them. He loved them, after all. But he knew better than they what was best for them. And time has certainly proved his words to be true. We tend to think of our current difficulties and fears as lasting forever. He knows what a short duration they will actually last. He also knows the glory awaiting us if we just trust him. Moreover, it is the very presence of the Advocate among us, the Holy Spirit, that is giving this minute between you and me the meaning that it has. I'm Father Vincent Cerpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
You wonder if you're gonna make it.
Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was He Is With Us by Love and the Outcome. That ties in perfectly to that message Danielle Bean was just talking about in our last segment, the fact that the Lord is with us and that He cares. And, you know, I would say let that be your takeaway today from this program. Whatever you're going through today, whatever you're facing, even if it looks hopeless, know that the Lord is with you. But you need to initiate that. You need to respond, I should say, to His offer of friendship and ask for His help. So make it a point to do that today. I'm Gary Zimak, and this is Spirit in the Morning. It's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It comes from Mark chapter 10, verse 21. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." The reason that I included this verse in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living for This Day, and that's where all these verses come from, is because I think, and in my own life, this is it's a very real problem. I think one of the biggest struggles that we have is with material things and problems that come up in our day-to-day lives. In other words, we are generally more worried about things that one day will go away, temporal or temporary things, finances, work-related issues, even relationship problems, sickness, all kinds of different things. And we lose sight of the fact that we were created to live forever in heaven. That doesn't mean that these problems aren't real. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't do what we can about these problems. But I think we need to keep them in perspective. We need to remember a couple of things. Number one, as that song points out, the Lord is with us. He is with us. Wherever you go today, He's right there with you. And as our last guest, Danielle Bean, pointed out, He cares about your problems. So it's not as if they're not important, but remember that Jesus is with you. He cares about your problems. And the third thing I should point out is He has power over any problem that you're facing. So go ahead and ask for Him to take it away. It's okay to do that. Say, "Lord, please, if it's your will, relieve me of the suffering that I'm going through. Take this problem away." However, imitate Jesus when He spoke to His Father and say, "But not as I will, but let your will be done." So in other words, you accept whatever He sends. If He wants the problem to exist, and you may never know why He doesn't want to take your problem away, ask for the grace to be able to deal with it. And I think you'll find if you do that, it helps to keep your problems in perspective. Again, I'm not downplaying them. They could be very serious, but if you remember that Jesus is bigger than the problems and that they're all temporary, they're going to be gone one day, either in this life or the next life, they're going to be gone, and that you remember that he cares about you. He really, really cares about you. Again, no cliche there. He cares about you. And if you're worried about something, Jesus is concerned and he wants to help you. So turn to him today and ask for that help. Now, very quickly, I want to, by the way, tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by Dr. John Bergsma, who will continue his series on Bible Basics for Catholics. Also, Dr. Greg Popchak will be here to continue his series on the book, The Beatitudes. Wednesday on the show, author Frank Hanna will be joining us to talk about, and I think this is a great message, if you or someone you know is graduating from college, he's got some advice for you. You want to hear this? Also, Father Paul Scalia will be returning to the show. He's been here before. Thursday on the program, Lisa Hendy will join us once again. So we've got lots of good things for you this week. One more quick look at the weather. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 94. Tonight mostly clear, low around 75. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95.
Wow.
Dave, in this hot weather, we need to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to give a little safety warning, if you will, from my military time. Drink plenty of water, folks. Stay hydrated. If you have neighbors that you know don't have air conditioning and may have fans, because the elderly and then the young and then those that may have physical ailments in those categories or in the range of adulthood, you know, just check in on them if you because it's hot, it's humid. Today we're going to get hit with the three H's, you know, hazy, hot, and humid. So be careful out there. And your pets, remember your pets, keep them inside if you can, keep them hydrated as well. And one other thing, you know, both Gary and I love caffeine and coffee and stuff, but I cut down on mine this morning, and I've just been pushing extra water. So watch your caffeine intake, because caffeine is a diuretic. It sloughs off water faster. The body does that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes you. That's why you get thirsty and parched. So drink more water, less caffeine. That's my safety brief, folks.
Well, thank you, Dave. That's good. That really is important to remember that. Dave, thanks for being here today.
You too, Gary.
It was fun. Fun to get back in the studio. Looking forward to a full week of Spirit in the Morning.
Oh, yes.
From the studio. It seems like it's been a long time since I've been here every day, but I'm going to be here in the studio every day this week. And then Monday, we're going to be on the road again at the Tradition Conference, sponsored by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Will be broadcasting live from downtown Philadelphia. My thanks again to Danielle Bean for joining us on the show today. And I apologize for the technical issues getting Jeanette Benkovic on the air. I will reach out to her and we'll make it a point to get her back to talk about this upcoming retreat.
She's
at Malvern.
She'll be back.
Things happen. In the meantime, check out malvernretreat.com and sign up for the upcoming Women of Grace retreat with Jeanette Benkovic. Let's see, how are we doing on time? I guess it's just about that time, Mr. Parker.
No,
yes, sir.
We're coming up on maybe 45 seconds.
Yes, sir.
I just highly recommend anybody who's never been to Malvern, whether it's for Jeanette's thing coming up, Women of Grace. Basically, get out there. I'm sold on Malvern, and there are men's retreats, family retreats, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Paletino, very, very wonderful place.
And, yep. Okay. Mark's on fire. He is really passionate about bringing souls to Jesus
Christ.
And
he's bilingual.
He is. He did a good job speaking Spanish yesterday.
Yeah,
I have
Spanish
enough trouble with English, but Mark did a great job.
So do I.
Hey, listen, wherever you go today, whatever you do, you know the deal. Remember, Jesus is right there beside you. So turn around and tell him hi. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next time.